away. We're getting right at it, Rocco, because we've got a full slate of coaches. Thanks
yes,
to Amy Esser, North Ridgeville girls basketball coach, for kind of lining this up and doing all the grunt work and getting these guys lined up. And first, right off the gate, let's bring in Corey Taylor, fifth-year head coach of the Columbia Raiders. And, Coach, appreciate you joining us. Last year, 16-8, 11-3 in the Lorain County League. Of course, you made it to another district. A really solid season for you and the Raiders a year ago, Coach.
Yeah, thank you guys for having us. We really appreciate WEOL and all you guys do for us around the county. We really appreciate just the exposure that you guys give us. So thanks for having us out. And, yeah, excited to get started for another basketball season. I was really excited about the way that we finished out last year, being able to take one from Firelands and Keystone towards the end, make things interesting in the conference. And hopefully we'll be in it again this year.
Corey, did that momentum help you out in the tournament, get that big win that we had over Andrews Osborne in the sectional?
Yeah, I would say so. I think that we definitely grew as a team with those two wins. To be able to go on the road and be able to play against Keystone had a phenomenal year last year. Rocky does a great job with them over there, and they had an unbelievable season with Firelands. And to be able to take Firelands at home, I mean, it came down to last second for both those games. And to be able to kind of build on that momentum going into tournament time and then playing against Andrews Osborne, who had a dynamic guard who was scoring nearly like 28 points a game, and being able to beat them to get to a district semifinal for the first time since I can't really remember. It was great for us.
Coach, every year is a new year. You guys talk about that all the time. But still, with a lot of good wins down the stretch last year, a lot of that momentum, like we've talked about, being built, can you carry some of that into this year with some of those returning girls?
Well, I think so. We lost one starter last year, three seniors, and we return 11 out of 15 varsity players. So I've really kind of got on the girls this year about the fact that you're no longer young. You can't use that. I have a team of we got three sophomores, we got six juniors, and two seniors. So we have a lot of playing time and a lot of playing experience underneath us, and they have responded really well. I'm happy with where we are right now. We still got a lot of work to do, obviously, within the next week and a half. But I think, yeah, absolutely, that momentum will carry over, and we've got really good leadership out of our three captains, Elise Champagne, Mallory Attell, and Emily Beck.
I want to ask you about Mallory. What's kind of the next step for her in her senior season?
Well, so Mallory has been phenomenal since she came to Columbia as a sophomore, and she has been an immediate impact for us offensively and, more importantly, defensively in what we want to do. And so this year I want her to kind of establish herself in double-figure scoring. I'd like her to be more impactful on the offensive end, even more so than she already has been. And she knows that. She knows what we expect out of her. And that's not to take away what she has done. She's been phenomenal since she's been here, and we just want her to kind of take that leap and take that next step.
Corey, can you tell us how the preseason's gone to this point? You had a few scrimmages. What have you liked, what you've seen? What do you need to improve on as you're getting ready for your first game?
So the first one I want to ignore because we played my father-in-law, and it of course I take my beating every single year from him, and I go over there, and you know, he has a really good program, obviously. My sister, my wife, they all played for him. They've been to three Final Fours, and there's just a lot of history and a lot of tradition over there, and so it was good for our girls to go in there and see that, the physicality that they play with. We took a lot away from that and kind of how we would like to play. I told him after we talked about it, we like to play up-tempo, and they ran up and down, and it was like something I had not seen. So, like I said, there was a lot of good that came from that, and we learned from that experience. And then this past Saturday, we went out to Brooklyn. Brooklyn has a really nice post player, about 6'1", and she's tough. She's a load. I always tell my father-in-law I'd like to see Carter McRae and her kind of battle it out, because it would be a really interesting game to watch them play. But we did really well. We played very good basketball. We kind of got to where we needed to, kind of got our feet underneath us, and it got me excited about what we have coming forward.
So what are some things that you want to work on as you get ready for game one?
So the biggest thing, we need to establish our physicality. We tend to back off a little bit more. I want to play a little bit more physically because we get up and down so much. I want to kind of establish that mindset with them. And then we just need more consistency on the offensive end. Defensively, we're usually right around averaging up about 30, 35 points per game, which should win you a lot of games. But the problem is that we're only scoring like 38, 39 in that range, 40 points per game. So I'd like to see us take that step forward. Some more consistency offensively, especially shooting the ball.
Is that more so with confidence? Is that scheming up open shots more often? Kind of both? How do you play that?
I think it's confidence. I think a big thing that we've talked about, especially with a lot of my juniors, is just that confidence to shoot the basketball. When they see open shots, I think they think more, please don't miss this, rather than it's going in. And we have some nice shooters. Peyton Menge can shoot. She establishes herself from the outside a lot. Mallory Hotel can shoot it, obviously, and then Alicia Mpain can shoot it as well. And Sadie Schulke, one of my sophomores, has come along. Her jump shots looked really nice from three so far this year, and I've been impressed with that, but we've got to do it in game. We've got to do it in the flow of a game. And so can we take that step is really the question.
Coach, last one I have for you, Alicia Mpain, an All-Ohio player for you, a pure energy spark when she gets out there on the court. She's a lot of fun to watch. What do you expect from her this season?
I mean, I expect Elise to do a lot of the same. She's returning as another she's been all Ohio every year that she's played basketball for us, okay? And she was Lorain County Player of the Year for Division IV last year. And she really sets the tone for us. And a lot of girls feed off of her energy. And I just expect Elise to kind of come out and just really relax everybody on the floor. She does a really good job of just facilitating the ball. Everybody wants to talk about offensive accolades and scoring points, and she does a phenomenal job of just moving the basketball, getting her teammates involved. And people like Delaney Frisconi, who's going to start for us, Rachel Washburn, they will be able to put themselves in better positions because of where Elise is leading them with their passes and where they need to be.
Again, we're joined by Corey Taylor, the head coach of the Columbia Lady Raiders. And Coach, how do you see the league this year?
I see our league being competitive at the top. I think Keystone's going to be a really good team this year. Firelands, until I tell our girls all the time, until somebody knocks one of those two teams off, they're the conference champs. And so they're going to be tough this year. Wellington's going to be improved this year. Black River will be tough. So like I said, we've got a whole slew of teams that can go and compete. And like I said, I think with the leadership that we have, it'll make for a really good conference run. But I want to be able to compete for that, obviously, and that's what our girls want to be able to do. And we were right in it in the thick of things last year, and had one more game gone our way, we would have had a three-way tie up at the top. So
who you guys open up with?
So we open up with Normandy. We open up on the 18th. It's a Monday, or a Friday, I mean. Friday the 18th, and then we'll follow it up on that Monday against North Olmsted. And so, yeah, those will be two tough matchups for us, non-conference. We've kind of loaded up on our non-conference this year, made it a little bit more difficult. We have Elyria on our schedule. We've got Brunswick on our schedule. Valley Forge. So it's not going to be a cakewalk non-conference, and the girls know it, and so we've got to get prepared for that stuff.
All right, well, thanks, and really appreciate it. We're going to bring in Paul Apple, the head coach of the Avon Lake Shore Gals, and